Welcome to the Lambs to Lions podcast. Thank you for joining us. Whether you are exploring your faith in God or looking to grow deeper in your walk with Christ, you're going to be encouraged, challenged, and transformed by this teaching from God's Word.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you, everyone, for coming and listening to what I have to say. Hopefully, it's something you guys can take away with. Also, thank you to Pastor Matt and James for everything you guys are doing out in Thailand. I'm sure you guys got weeks worth of wins. And yeah, we're excited to hear from them. Also, thank you for just letting me be up here and just being able to speak. It's always an honor to be able to be up here. Yeah, I just pray that you guys are just doing great work over there and that that lives are being saved and lives are being transformed and James finds a wife, you know, all of that. You know, just the usual stuff. So we're coming into a year where giving is a lot of the focus right now, right? We're just looking into Christmas coming up here. Pretty much once Halloween ends, then the trees are up, the lights are up. It's awesome. We already set up for Christmas yesterday. We are ready to go. I love it. So last series, we talked about gratitude. It's a lot about Thanksgiving, being thankful for things, which is great because that gets our hearts into alignment with generosity. But how do we do that exactly? We're going to go into two different chapters here. So we're going to start with 2 Corinthians 8, 1 through 15. And then we'll jump to chapter 9, 1 through 15. Okay, so I'm just going to jump right into it. So my first point is we got to start with a heart of gratitude. So as I said earlier, we're just in a series of gratitude, and it's just it's almost as if it's setting up for what's to come. Mm-hmm. So, which is an amazing thing. So I said this last time, and I'll say it again. So in the definition of gratitude, it says that the appreciation of goodness in one's life from receiving something from an external source. So that's the definition of gratitude. So gratitude is the appreciation of receiving something, whether that's the wife we have, or the job we have, or the church we have, whatever it may be. So in verse 11, it says, yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Now that we are not on this planet to receive only, the reason we receive things from others may not be what you expect necessarily. We are not here just to be blessed, but to be a blessing, as Pastor Matt always tells us. We may be receiving for doing a good deed for someone, or simply just being. The reasons for what we receive in our lives, they're countless. Like, you know, it's we're going to get into it more about why we receive these things. When we are blessed with gifts, it makes us feel good, right? Like when I get a gift, I feel great. Someone's thought about me, whether it's, you know, a sea change or even just a cup of coffee, I feel good inside. Like, oh, thanks, man. Like, I just get pumped up. It brings us joy, and perhaps it brings us gratefulness. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with receiving something from somebody. Because sometimes at times you can actually feel guilty of just like, oh, no, you don't have to do that for me. But there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. God designed it this way. However, it may not be the sole reason why we're being blessed. It might not be just about you. How many of you know that stuff is not the source of happiness?
True.
Thanks. I love it. I like stuff, but I don't love stuff. But sometimes we can get so driven by material. Mm-hmm. People dedicate their lives for money and fame and toys, thinking that if they just had this, then they would be happy.
Yeah.
Bear Reinhart, lead singer of the band Need to Breathe, says in the song Money and Fame, this lyric is so incredible, but he says, I found the bottom from the top somehow. Money and fame bring a man to shame. So Pastor Matt always says, there's nothing wrong with having stuff, but there is something wrong with stuff having you.
Yeah.
So what are we living for? Why are we working 9-to-5s? Why are we getting in fights with our spouses over money? Why are we stressed out with all this stuff that we have or want when God is saying to us, quit worrying about it? Stop thinking about yourself. God does that for you.
Nice.
I gotta write that down.
Right away. After all, it says in verse 10 that God provides the farmer with the seed and then bread to eat. So we're called to keep things. Are we called to keep things close to ourselves? Or are we called to give? When we keep things closed and to ourselves, close to our heart, it blocks our heart. We can't give out past this. Remember where our gratitude came from an external source. God wants us to be that external source. Yes, we will receive, but he wants us to give. So how do we know what to give to others, and how should it feel? Point two, know your blessings. This is what I love about this church. What do we start with every meeting and every gathering with?
Wins.
Wins. We always start with wins. Even this morning, we started with wins. Why? So we know our blessings. Why do we need to know our blessings? So we can know how God is working in our lives, so we can be grateful and know how to give back to other people as an expression of love. Isn't this incredible how God designed this? In 1 Corinthians 13, it says three things that are internal to us is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So how genuine is your love for God? Verse 8, chapter 8 says, I'm not commanding you to do this, rather testing how genuine your love is. Men, I suggest you start writing down your blessings. See where God was in your life, and you'll start to see him in your life now. You'll start seeing him in your life now if you don't. When you see God working in your life, you'll begin to feel the fruits of the Spirit. Just like when you were first saved, what an amazing experience that was for all of us. But I don't know about you, but I got saved at a very young age, but when I rededicated my life to God, I wanted to share everything with everyone. I was just pumped. I want everyone to feel what I was feeling. In verse 11, chapter 8, it says, let the eagerness you had from the beginning be matched by your giving. So what do you do with this gratitude and love? You give. Point three is have fun giving. Have fun with it. Make surprises for people. Bless those who would not expect it from you. Make people's day. Like I said earlier in verse 11, we're going to be enriched so we can be generous always. So be eager to give. Verse 4 in chapter 8 says, they begged for the privilege to give again. Like when you get a new car, right? All you want to do is show your friends. You want to give people rides. That's all you want to do is be in that car. And you just want to show it to everyone. Like, look how shiny my car is. Look how fast my car is. If you're me, look how fast my car goes. Look what it can do, right? Look at this. Look at that. Like, why don't you drive it, right? I just want to share it. And when I'm talking about this message, I'm not talking about just money here. If you've been blessed with wisdom, then give wisdom. If you're handy, then help those around you. I know this church is so good with guys like that. Like, there's so many men here that can just get hands-on and fix stuff and build stuff, for whether it's for the church or for those who just are in need. That's amazing. And that is a huge blessing in this community. And if you're blessed with money, then give money too, right? That's always a good thing to be to giving out. When growing up, my dad, we grew up in the States and we were in New York. My dad would, you know, throw a 20 at a homeless person. And me, this little kid will go, "Dad, why are you giving to him? He's just going to use it on drugs." And dad's like, "That's not for you to decide. That's for him to decide. Our job is just to give." And so that, that alone changed my perspective on a lot. You could also give your time as well in service. That's what I do. I try to give my time serving this church as much as I can because I just love being here. And I know I have time, so I try to give my time. So be eager to share your gifts, your blessings that were given to you. It also says don't give reluctantly or under pressure. So that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to shift that heart in you, because we all have that eagerness to give. We all have that. We know what that feels like. So try to tap into that. God will continue to bless us into this life so we can give the greatest thing he gave us, which was Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life." For that, we owe him our lives. That is the greatest form of love. This is why I say all the time, it's funny because sometimes I throw people off, but I say all the time, we deserve nothing. But it's true, right? We owe God our lives. But he loves us so much that he continues to give to us. He continues to bless us, right? We don't need to worry about all these things. You know, Matthew 6 says all the time, don't like look at the birds in the sky, look at the flowers in the field. Are they worrying about what they should wear or what they should eat? No, right? Because God provides for them. And it goes the same for us. Why should we do the same for something he's created? He provides for us. Like, and part of that is that, yes, he provides for us, but we're also called to provide for others.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We may be the blessing that a person is waiting for. So try not to block that. And how amazing it is for something so little as you can do. As simple as going and saying, I was just talking to someone yesterday how they were so anxious to be at this church. They were coming in here and they didn't know what to do. And my wife came up and said hi. And it just broke all her anxiety down.
Ow!
Yeah. It broke her anxiety down. And she was just so happy to come to church, right? It's so easy just to go out and change someone's perspective at times. Sometimes it's opposite. Sometimes it is simple as a handshake and a hello, right? So just know that you are called all the time to serve God. And it's just such an incredible thing. My message was a little short today, but my takeaway for you was when we see everything as a blessing, we get into the mindset of gratitude, which allows us to give eagerly to express our love for Christ. So down in verse 5 says that the first thing they did was give themselves to the Lord. So that's what I want to make sure that we have here for you men, is that you have that relationship with God. So if you just bow your heads for me really quickly and just say this prayer. Father, I thank you for a heart of gratitude.
Father, I thank you for a heart of gratitude.
I thank you for a heart to give to your children.
Thank you for a heart to give to your children.
I ask for you to come into my heart.
I ask you in my heart.
So I can give like you have for your son to us. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything you do.
Amen.
Amen.